Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Organic Nation Listening Club. Let's do this thing. Welcome to the Organic Nation Listening Club. Let's do this thing.
Good morning. That was very, very nice.
kind of cut off abruptly, but I always like a good rotting jazz first thing in the morning. Good morning, Organic Nation Listening Club. And thanks to Mr. David Arnett Cherry, we are back. We are back for the summer, I'm assuming, and hopefully even longer. How are you doing, David?
I'm doing pretty good right now. I'm kind of happy with talking to you, but I'm very happy about the late spring summer session, and then we talked about getting some of the youth involved in this show, like Jazz Man and everything. And I've seen some pictures of
and others.
And others, yeah. And so that's the exciting thing about the bringing the youth in for the summer, because they're about to get out for the summer thing and everything. But it's kind of nice to feel what they think. I think that's a beautiful
thing. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's just great being back at the summer. You know, it started off, this weather is weird, it's up and down, but it's just great being back. I heard you got your new album. We want to talk about a lot of stuff, but I heard you got a new, I say album because everything is now downloaded. So it is an album, it's not a CD anymore. So we want to talk about that and get a little into that and get a little in your business and see how things have been going on and what you have here in the near future that's going to be happening with your which you're traveling. I know that you're about to leave to go do some things and you're going to also do some big with your sister Nana in LA. So we want to really get into that and really go to stir some things up and see what's next in the future for Mr. David Arnett Cherry. And of course, me, Hummingbird, will always keep you guys on the one about what I believe is right and wrong in what society is doing and this new social media era that we are in, whether it's good or bad for us. So, okay, David, are we going to hear some more music, or should we jump in and we'll
go to your business? I like the record. It's Organic Nation Listening Club, The Continuum. You on there. And the organic talk is really good with issues of our past shows. And then there's so much stuff on there that's texture-wise. I'm really happy with that. But, yes, I will be hitting the road, and we'll see how that works. But I get to play the Hollywood Bowl pending with my sister, Nana. I'm doing a piano vocal thing, duet together. And we have done that before, so I'm excited because he said so I'm good, but then I'm headed to Europe, so we'll see how that works.
Busy man.
LA,
isn't that awesome? Busy man. From LA to Europe and then back to Oregon, and you're just a busy man, and that's a good thing, because as you're doing your travels, maybe we can tap into some of your business while you're there in Europe, and maybe you guys are going to get into some type of music thing there, because, you know, you got a musical family. So hopefully, if we're able to kind of synchronize the timing, maybe I could stay up really late, or you could wake up really early just to chop it up to say what's going on there in Europe. We're going to try to how to figure that out, see if we can tap everybody into your life. We're gonna live vicariously through you, David, while you're out and doing your thing in Europe and doing your thing in L.A.
One of the most interesting things is that you have two of your sons, really three. Really.
Actually, three.
All three is like bad artists in their own thing and with the word and stuff like that. So. Mookie and Makata Slim.
His name is Makata Slim, right? We got Mookie's family now. That's a secret name.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty.
But Makata, you don't put his business out there now. He's gonna have to figure that one out. Yeah, Makata Slim is his true name.
Sorry, Cat. you know.
Yeah,
but then,
it's all good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
but they're doing
some great
spoken word poetry rap stuff that is very powerful right now. You know, and they hitting up and can you imagine that the mama also is doing some great things with them?
Well, I'm sure that they got it from somewhere. It's in the genes. But yeah, they're both doing Mercado Slim. I almost said his name. I almost did what you did. So I was like, okay. But Mercado Slim, new CD is really bomb. I love it. And I have a special song on it already that I have just beat to the floor. You know, I always listen to the CD, whether it be gospel or rap or even jazz. And if I can figure out, I can get 5 songs off that CD/album and that I like me, because I'm kind of real picky, I figure that's going to be a really good album and worth purchasing and most definitely worth following, so we can listen to more things that's about to come from those artists, whomever it may be. So, you know, even though he's my son, I'm very critical about their music and what they're putting out there. And, you know, I love his music.
Mercado Slim and even Michael, but they, like,
Mr. McFly. Yeah, he's traveling around.
It's Mikey McFly.
Yeah, you just telling all of this. Normally, nobody knows him as Michael. So it's Mikey McFly. And he's just putting it all out there. And he's doing some things. So it's really, really good that they're doing the things that they love. Hopefully, it shall generate into a family fortune for themselves as their kids grow up, you know, because I got a lot of grandkids. And they, too, are very unique in their own little ways and their talent. So I'm hoping he's making a generational blessing for his children and their children and so on and so forth. But I'm just proud of all of them. I'm proud of I have graduates this year that have made me so very proud, and that's going to a HBCU, which is Prairie View, and I'm very proud of her. She's into dance like her grandma was, because when I was young, I was dancing.
Well, you know, nobody can stand up with you when you dance, because I've seen it, and you like a bad dancer. You listen to the Organic Nation Listening Club with Hummingbird. I'm going to put some music in, and then let's go to some issues that you're really thinking about. But I'm going to play this.
Sure.
This is one of your tunes that you shared with me. So let's see if it's going to work.
Okay.
You get them calls on your phone, they leave me alone. They be checking on my Twitter, thinking on me to go. Everything she posts and they think that it's you. They don't know about the shit that we do. But you know I'm fucking crazy, you know you drive me crazy. Here we go on, baby, fuck what they be saying. I swear I never let them niggas come between. Oh, where we go, is you with me or you not? On a loop to what them people say. They don't know now who you and me. Turning out your mind, cause it's jealousy. They don't know how bad it's been. Gonna listen to what them people say. They don't know about who you and me. Turning out your mind, cause it's jealousy. They don't know how bad it's been. I heard them say that I'm fucking around, that I can't settle down. Say I'm heartbroken, bitter, they don't know what we found. But every time I go out, boy, I be drunk. They don't know about the shit we be on. But you know I'm fucking crazy, you know you drive me crazy. Here we go on, baby, fuck what they be saying. I swear I never let them niggas come between. Oh, where we go, is you with me or you not? I don't know what them people say. record, no, I don't play with niggas. So why the hell you think I'm playing with you? Got the world, I'ma change it with you. It's a good reason why I'm staying with you. Yeah, my mama love you, but these hoes don't. Cause they always tell you what your bros don't. That shit gon' leave your ass when you know I won't. No, I won't like, baby. I ain't even got to say. Why you care what they say? That's bad vibes, just saying. And I don't need that one. I'm laying whole way, chill, baby. I'm just playing. You can't trust everybody, baby. Keep them guessing, waiting until I leave a statement. They just want attention, I ain't trying to pay. I'm just saying.
What them people say, they don't know about you and me. Put it on your mind, cause it's jealousy. They don't know how bad it's been. But I'm listening to what them people say, they don't know about you and me. Put it on your mind, cause it's jealousy. They don't know how bad it's been.
All right.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's something else.
Yeah.
That's
I love it.
Me, you know,
I love
that song.
I love that song. Yeah. They just changed it. They just made an old song and made it all brand new again and put a twist to it. So, yeah, I love that song. Yes.
Thank you for sending that.
You're welcome.
I'm glad to keep you up on it.
I'm glad to keep you here,
because
I'm so diverse in my musical palette that, you know, you never know what you're here for me. And the next thing, you'll hear me praising the Lord. So, you understand that I am that way. I am versatile.
So, what issues do you have today?
I really don't have any issues. I didn't think about issues. I have heard some trending topics about what's going on and things of that sort. And I was listening to one that was quite funny to me, because I remember my kids when they were in like elementary and junior high, and I was a much younger girl, and I used to go to their school, and I would be dressed appropriately, everything else, but I would always come with a scarf on my head with some rollers in my hair. And they used to always say, "Mama, why you come up here with that thing on your head?" Well, I was listening to the news recently, and they're actually, I think it was Dale Hughley that had some call-ins about it. But they're actually asking, should parents have a dress code when visiting picking up their kids from school? Of course, visiting, I think you should be dressed appropriately. I don't think you should come out like a fool. But when you're coming to pick your child up for school, should that be a dress code? Now, I don't think you've ever went to school. I just recently went to pick up my grandbabies from their school because we were going to Six Flags, so I had to pick them up earlier. Now, when I went and picked, because, you know, I don't know if it's necessary to have a dress code per se, because when I went to the school, you had to go through so many. You had to go to the office first. You couldn't just walk around the school like when we were young. You know, when we were young, your parents could just walk up there, find out what class you were in, and walk straight up in that classroom. You have to make an appointment now to see your child or the teacher. You know how we used to go in and just want to see how the teacher ran her class? And you know how when my kids were younger, me and their father would just go to the school just to sneak in, not just to see what our kids was doing, but actually what the teachers was doing with our kids. So it's a little different now. But it was made to a point that some of the women or younger women, it looks like it was all about the women when they were calling in on how they were presenting themselves when they were coming to pick up their kids, and they said it's just really buck wild. The unfortunate thing is I didn't get to see that when I was picking up my grandbaby. Even when I picked up my older grandbaby, which is in high school, I didn't see anything terribly embarrassing for a parent. My thing of it is, if I'm just coming to pick you up from school and I just want to run and get into the car, maybe maybe I just got on my house dress, a dress that maybe I would just wear if I was going somewhere important or somewhere I have to meet someone, but just something to get in the car, go pick up my baby, and get back home. I don't know. And it must be a big old thing because people were calling in and they were upset because they say the women come up there and they booty short. And no, I don't know. It was a big old thing. So I was just trying to think, would that be something? Just think about if you had to go and pick up your child from school, if you had a child and you wanted to go pick up your child from school, what wouldn't you want to see pulling up to pick up their kid? Now, mind you, they're just picking up their kid. They're not going up there. They shouldn't have to meet a teacher, but sometimes that may happen. Maybe your child did something wrong and you may have to go in. Those usually be those one-offs. But I'm just asking, what would be inappropriate for you, what you would think would be inappropriate for someone to come pick up their children? Now, they're just picking up their kids. They're just picking them up. Now, if they're junior high and young kids and you got to walk, because sometimes when they're little bitty kids, elementary, when you're in the elementary, like when they're in the first, second, third grade, they actually have to, the kids are lined up. And a lot of times the parents would need to get out of the car and go and just at least get close enough to the school grounds where they can see the parents and they can pick them up and they know that's the parents. They don't just let those small kids out because they are small children unless they're getting on the bus. So what do you think would be inappropriate for a mother or father to come to the school just to pick up their children? Just throwing it out there to you, David. What do you think?
Oh, well, you know, I always have to say I don't have any kids, so I'm probably pretty biased in certain ways. I would pick up my kids if I'm going to pick up my kids. But I have to understand that it was a beautiful thing to be able to walk to school and everything. So when you're talking about picking me up, I never experienced that because we walked to school with everybody. So so I don't know, you know.
So your opinion is you don't. I mean, I'm just asking for an opinion. If you had to go pick up your child,
opinion.
What would you think would be inappropriate? Huh?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know because I don't have kids. So, I mean, I would want to pick up my daughter or son, but then I wouldn't want to out of my experience. So, you know, so I have to work on that one. We're going to come back to that.
Okay.
Organic Nation Listening Club.
Yeah.
Next week, we'll deal with that. Any last words?
No, I just want to thank everyone for listening and chiming in. It has been a long time since we've been on the air. And glad to be back. Hope everybody has a great weekend and let it be safe. And David, thank you so very much for the platform. You guys have an awesome day.